This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel continued to pound Gaza on Wednesday before sundown. Israel last week ordered some 1.1 million people in Gaza, almost half the population, to move south as it prepares for a ground offensive in retaliation for the worst Hamas attack on civilians in Israel's 75-year-old history. Israel has called up a record 360,000 reservists and has been bombarding the tiny enclave nonstop following Hamas's assault on southern Israel on October 7th, which killed about 1,400 people, mostly civilians. U.S. President Joe Biden has left Israel and is on his way back to the United States, a trip cut short and overshadowed by the explosion at a Gaza hospital, which killed hundreds. VOA's White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wadakwasara has details.
Arriving in Tel Aviv Wednesday to show support for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, President Joe Biden said he was deeply saddened and outraged by the hospital explosion.
Based on the information we have seen to date, it appears the result of an errant rocket fired by a terrorist group in Gaza.
Biden said Israel has agreed that humanitarian assistance can begin to move from Egypt to Gaza and announced $100 million U.S. aid for Palestinians. He vowed to provide Israel what it needs to defend itself, but urged restraint in its retaliation.
You live by the rule of law. When conflicts flare, you live by the law of wars.
Netanyahu thanked Biden for his support. Patsy Wadakwasara, VOA News.
Egypt's President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi on Wednesday said Egyptians in their millions would reject the forced displacement of Palestinians into Sinai, adding any such move would turn the Egyptian peninsula into a